We're an international trade show. I believe this year we have exhibitors from 17 countries along with the United States, and we have a total of 478 exhibiting companies.
This is The Art of Construction with your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keep. Devin has built a multi-seven-figure business in the construction industry, selling windows, doors, and hardware over the past 13 years. Devin's passion for helping those around him led him to create the Art of Construction informational platform, a part of which is a fireside chat podcast with industry professionals all focused on how they apply art in their business and construction projects. Grown to an audience of over 100,000, Devin shares his strategies for what he has accomplished and creates insightful conversations with industry leaders. This is The Art of Construction, featuring your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keith.
All right, Tribe, I'm sitting here in the corner of Window and Door Dealer Days within Glass Build America. And what I just told you, I am a window and door geek that I didn't know what I was coming to. And what I mean by that is like, what is all this stuff? And it's actually put on for me. And it's not a bash against them at all. But what it is there's so many moving parts. It's shame on me. I didn't take the time to really research and read like I really should have. But hey, I'm calling myself out, and that's life. So hopefully this episode, what it's all about is to translate my enthusiasm and to have you look at this, whether it's coming to Window and Door Dealer Days, Glass Build. Hopefully if you're in the industry like me, you're going to want to come to this, but to find a place to go out and work on your business. And Kevin Keefe is back in with the Tribe at Mountain View Window and Door working in the business. So today we have Greg Hernandez, the managing strategist of the Art of Construction, here with me to take Kevin's shoes. So introduce yourself. You've been a guest on the show, and let's tee this baby up before we go in and have a fireside chat with the troops of the Glass Build America.
And no one can fill Devin's or Kevin's shoes, but I'll give it my best. Kevin just has that natural voice for radio, but I am absolutely excited and just super impressed with, once again, something I know nothing about, but I've got to tell you, the amount of people here, in spite of the weather issues, is impressive.
Totally.
The people that we've met are impressive. They are from the heart. They're business people. Don't get me wrong. But they have a big heart, and they love learning and sharing, and that's what this has been all about.
All right, so we're going to get you teed up here to go in and have a fireside chat. We have the marketing director, Michelle Nosko, with her content director, Jenny Chase. And who else do we have into the on-site dealer days, Greg?
We have Ken Mariotti. He's a business owner like you, Devin, but he's also the incoming chair of this organization. And we heard him speak off camera, or off radio, his enthusiasm for this industry and his passion for growing this industry. He's been involved for a number of years, but is really working on increasing dealer participation.
Yeah, and that's what's been so fun of building this business up, is we are not a marketing agency here at the Art of Construction. I am a small business owner. My title day-to-day is Devin Tilley, the informational entrepreneur, and I needed help, Tribe, because I was a small business owner just like the rest of you, trying to figure it out. And I'm working in the business, and you know what? I got invited to be on a council for Anderson and went out and started working on my business, and then I found out how much fun it is to be doing both, and then you get in a room with people that are just like you, but don't expect what you don't inspect. So Greg is my coach, folks. When you're listening to me, if you go back to the first show, me shedding tears, figuring this out, you fake it till you make it. Just like my recording studio here on the fly, I said, James, get it set up, and here we are. And hopefully it sounds pretty good, because when you hear this first time, but man, we're changing and we're turning heads by being different. And we have Greg here that has coached me. I'm like your little puppy here out, and when you talk about the puppy pit, I've been in your sales strategy on the puppy pit, man.
And we will be talking about puppies, believe me.
So let's dive in, hear a few stories about puppies and conversation. Start with the speed round with Michelle, and then go to Jenny, Greg, and Ken. Lock and load, team. What's your favorite beverage?
Coffee.
Tell us the favorite place you've traveled.
Maine.
Tell us one story or experience from that.
Let's see, I have children, and they were amazed at the rocks and boulders in Maine, and my son said, wow, it's amazing that God put all these boulders here, and my daughter said, get real, Liam, God didn't know there was going to be a national park here.
Excellent. So cool. Yeah. Tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena.
Pottery.
Awesome. So we got to know a little bit about Michelle Nosko, who is the marketing director here at the Glass Build Conference. Man, I'm drinking out of the fire hose here. There's so many amazing things. Tell us your role and what you do and what this is all about.
Sure. I handle the marketing for NGA, WDDA, and Glass Build America. So our overall goal is to service our industries. And one part of doing that is to provide this wonderful meeting place for exhibitors and who are selling products and buyers to come together. We also provide education for the industry that just helps our members be the best business people that they can be.
And can you share with us how many exhibitors do you have? I've noticed Korea, China, Italy. I mean, this is global, correct?
We are an international trade show. I believe this year we have exhibitors from 17 countries along with the United States, and we have a total of 478 exhibiting companies. We're registered to be here with us in Atlanta.
Fantastic. And I'm lucky to be at the table with some other distinguished guests. The other person I next want to interview is Jenny Chase. Tell us what you do in your role here at Glass Build.
Sure. I am the content director for the National Glass Association and the Window and Door Dealers Alliance. And I oversee our magazines, Glass Magazine and Window and Door Magazine, and also all of the educational events here, including Window and Door Dealer Days.
Awesome. So we got the people that are putting this thing on, but the most important thing is the customers and the interaction and the people in the middle of that whole thing. So next, I want Ken to tell us his story and tell us what you just became in the involvement of this as working day-to-day owning a window and door company, but you're something else new here with the group as well.
Yeah, so I'm coming in as the incoming chair. I started out on the advisory council for the WDDA, Window and Door Dealer Alliance. Been a part of this now for quite some time and really enjoying the opportunity that they begin to see that there are window and door dealers out there that really need a platform as well. So being a part of this from its infancy and now coming in as an incoming chair is actually very exciting because window and door dealers need a place to come and learn how to do business. It's not just about the kind of window that you're selling. I'm a window and door dealer in Chicago. I carry 3 or 4 different brands on my floor. But window and door dealers need to know, what is the barometer of business out there? Did we have a low Q1? And it's great to know that there are other dealers that are having a Q1 that was a little bit of a slower start. So it gives us a chance to talk about business as a whole. It also gives us a chance to talk about our best practices within the industry and how we're doing business and how we could be doing things better.
Awesome. So Greg and I here, my stand-in co-host for Kevin, want to paint the picture here to go back as the listening audience says, we're flying in, all getting to this place with Hurricane Irma and all of the stuff going on, but we are dedicated and wanted to be here. So we're flying into Atlanta, Georgia. We're coming in and we're walking into Glass Build. And where I'm sitting here looking is one corner of the room that is the window and dealer corner. That tell us the story of the window and door portion of stepping up the Glass Build. How did that come evolve when I step out here and see all these manufacturing machines and all this stuff going on behind me?
Sure. We originally started the National Glass Association and we had a trade show called the NGA Show. And back in the late 90s, we saw an opportunity to purchase a magazine in the residential window and door industry. So purchasing that magazine then led us to bring that portion of the industry, the fenestration industry, into our trade show. And in 2003, we joined them together and the NGA show and the fenestration side of the industry became Glass Build America. We immediately doubled the size of the show. we increased our exhibits and attendance. And from that, several years later, after the show was very successful, we saw an opportunity to expand and create the Window and Door Dealers Alliance in 2010 to service the dealers that didn't have a home, they didn't have a trade association, to provide them with benefits and services to make their businesses better. So, you know, beginning in 2003, GlassBuild was born, and it's really been, you know, growing ever since.
And for those that are familiar with the Art of Construction podcast, you know that collaboration is always an important factor just about in any conversation that we have. So you're sharing about collaboration with industry partners, with some windows and dealers. Are you there yet, or is there still room for growth? And I'll open that up to any of you in terms of collaboration with the manufacturers and the dealers.
There's still room for growth. I mean, we've come a long way, and we do have a lot of window and door manufacturers that come to the show because they want to see the equipment that they can process and manufacture their windows with. And now we're trying to expand our audience to the window and door dealers themselves and build the value that they can come here. This is a home for them. This is where they can find like-minded individuals to network with, find their peer group to create ideas and brainstorm with. So there's a lot of opportunity for growth.
National Glass Association has the opportunity to build this organization with wood window manufacturers in a huge way. We're just beginning to scratch the surface because, honestly, I really believe that the window and door manufacturers really need to catch the vision for what this platform can do for them. They think curtain walls, and they don't think beyond curtain walls. And, you know, if we could learn to bring more window and door manufacturers to the floor, that's going to bring more window and door dealers to the floor, not contractors. This is really more window and door dealers. That's what we're looking to get here, professionals that are retailers that are in the business to sell windows, okay? We're not looking for the necessarily the hook and ladder guy that is working out of the back of his pickup truck. So there's huge opportunity to really grow this in some real significant ways.
And so Ken says that, and you contractors and architects listening to this, you'd don't turn it off. Stop. Listen to what I'm going to say. And the reason I'm saying this is because think about this differently. And Jenny, I'm going to pass this on to you as the content director next. Go into where you're buying your windows and ask the dealer, do you go to the window and door conference? And if they don't know what you're talking about, then you might want to go to the next window dealer because they're not being cutting edge and working on learning and working on their business. So, Jenny, talk a little bit about that as a content director. What content, how are you putting this together from the content side for who, and who is your ideal customer today, and who do you want to bring to the party next year?
Sure, and I think it's exactly right what you said. If you walk into a dealer and they say, you know, who is the Window and Door Dealers Alliance, or who's the NGA, or what's GlassBuild America, that you're, you know, the people that we work with here are those who are extremely dedicated to their business. They're eager to learn, they're looking to grow, they have ideas to share, and they're looking, like Michelle said, for like-minded individuals to bounce ideas off of. So we're looking for dealers who are not only trying to learn themselves, but are willing to share that knowledge with others. The peer-to-peer component of our educational events like Dealer Days is very important. You know, people want to know that they're not alone, that the challenges they're facing in their businesses are shared by others, and the successes that they're seeing in their businesses they want to share with others. And I think you'll find that the people who are here at our events are really dedicated not just to their individual businesses, but into elevating the industry as a whole and to really recognizing the professionalism that's associated with the window and door community.
And Devin, as usual, this is a first for me as anything in this industry. And I have to tell you, congratulations to you three. This is a phenomenal event. And of course, our thoughts and prayers are those that are impacted, have been impacted from a couple of areas of disaster. I know attendance is probably not what you expected. We were a delayed flight getting in, Devin. We were up at 2:30 in the morning yesterday to catch another flight. But the benefit is definitely there from what I can see as an outsider. Because yesterday's discussion, I enjoyed that. I was able to participate. It wasn't how to install a window. It was, how do we increase customer interaction? How do we improve this customer engagement? How do we bring an overall experience? Devin, I think, has some tape on someone that talked about bringing Adopt-A-Pet or something like that to her showroom floor. And the people loved it. So it was above and beyond what you might think just in terms of technical. The technical is there. But I'll tell you, sitting with that group of folks, I would work with any of them because you saw they had a heart and a passion for their business and the people they work with.
Sure. And the technical aspect of it is here at Glass Build America. So whether you're a dealer, a contractor, an architect, there are any number of companies, exhibitors on the floor where you can go get information so you know technically what's going on with the products. But really at Window and Door Dealer Days, the value is that peer-to-peer interaction.
We'll start with Jenny because I know she's got to get to another appointment. So Jenny, tell us one thing that you learned here and one thing that you would want the listening audience to know to grow their business.
You know, I think what I have learned here most is just the value of talking with others, the value of hearing their stories. You can always learn something from the person sitting next to you. And what you cannot necessarily get in other places, you know, via email or newsletters or what have you, but that actual personal interaction, that's where you get the most valuable information from your peers about how they're running their businesses.
All right, Michelle?
The value I think I've picked up this week in dealing with the challenge of Hurricane Irma is the passion in this industry. We have had so many interactions with attendees who were just trying their hardest to get here, you know, going home from the airport to go on another flight, and the exhibitors that were just, you know, they wanted to be here. This is the industry gathering place, and it's the one time a year the entire industry comes together, and people were very passionate to make sure they made it here this week, and we're deeply appreciative of that.
All right, and one thing to grow your business?
One thing to grow your business is just, you know, when you're here and you're seeing the products, it opens your eyes to things you might not have known about. There might be a product that makes your life easier or service that you didn't even know existed. And when you're here and you see it on the show floor and you're talking to the suppliers of the products, you don't know when you might, you know, pick up an idea or purchase a product that just, you know, increases the ability of your business and allows you to expand. So that's why you come to a trade show.
Awesome. Ken?
Well, I'll tell you what. We had a dealer that won the Excellence in Community Service called Tundralin out of Wisconsin. And when you talk about goodwill, it was really neat to see this dealer who has been throwing window sashes away and now has found a way to put those into a piece of artwork and is giving those windows away at a silent auction and putting somebody that perhaps has been in a wheelchair for their entire life and just bless them in just a wonderful way with a new wheelchair or whatever the case may be. So, you know, here's a dealer that is, you know, not just here about selling windows and doors, but here for a worthy cause and won an award for that. So I think that's pretty cool. My takeaway from the forum that we had here for the window and door dealer forum, I'm going to put a puppy pin in our open house, man. I think that was one of the coolest ideas, you know. So we're putting a puppy pin in there instead of just a pony corral. We're going to now add a little puppy pin. So how's that for an idea? But all kidding aside, I think one of the cool things that I learning how to be better at hiring new employees. And one of the cool ideas that I heard from one of our keynote speakers was to have them do a video of themselves and send in their video. Did I steal your thunder, dude?
That was what I was going to say.
So anyway, a video, sending in a video, I think is like, that was a 10. That was a cool idea.
Yeah. So many great ideas. And I'm honored to be someone to help pull that story together because one thing I've seen, I go to a lot of different events, and people, it's amazing how much time and money they put into this event, but then they go on to the next thing, and it's like, how can we collect the data? And the world is about data and utilizing technology. As we're sitting here, this my IT guy, I said, I need a state-of-the-art, you know, on the road. This is my first one, and we're sitting here with technology out in the field, having this fireside chat. that we can record and learn. And now we can listen back, and in a couple months from this live conversation, to rejuvenate that and keep it going. And hopefully we can be involved in this in Vegas next year. So to close it out, tell us if you're excited and want to get involved. Michelle and Jenny, close it out with telling us what's next with your group and where they should get involved and what they should do next.
Well, you know, the Window and Door Dealer Alliance, you know, our next big thing to work on is an online training for the industry, you know, bringing in the new recruits into the window and door business, and having a easily accessible way to train them is definitely coming down the pike soon. So that's something definitely to be excited about and stay tuned for. You know, just follow the WDDA and see what we have in store this coming year.
Awesome.
And I'm going to plug Window and Door Magazine. You know, pick up an issue of the magazine. That's how I know we got connected with you all. And our editor, Emily Thompson, is continually filling those pages with the types of ideas that are shared at these events. So if you can't make it to the event, there's a lot of great information in there. You know, just keep on keeping on.
And when is the next conference? Where and when?
We will be next year, 2018. The dates are September 12th through 14th, 2018, in Las Vegas.
And with your website, they can send you questions, comments, ideas that they have. I'm assuming you're open to that, right?
Oh, absolutely. So windowanddoor.com, or also the WDDAalliance.org.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sitting down with us and telling your story on the art of construction, and all working together to grow our tribe. So well done on the show, and we commend you for all your hard work.
Thank you.
So let's go out and talk to a few people on the floor and hear their story of why they came to Glass Build. So we have Philip here, who is with Southern Windows and Doors out of Dufuniac Springs, Florida. So he's going to answer a couple questions for us. So Philip, tell us why you come to the Glass Build Conference.
I come for the education, learning about business and what other businesses do to make it.
Awesome. Have you been here before?
No, sir.
Today is day two. We've had one day of having the roundtables discussions that I've been part of. And tell us kind of what your takeaways were from day one.
Takeaways from day one were probably sales, how people pay salesmen, how they recruit salesmen, problems they face with installers, keeping installers, keeping employees.
Awesome. So it's safe to say you come here to work on your business, but tools that you can bring back to work in your business and implement that are really real strategies that are not about just product knowledge. It's really about how to run your business, safe to say?
Yes, sir.
Tell us the advantage of having all these different companies when you leave the breakout station. What's some things you've seen when you've walked the showroom floor here at Glass Build?
I haven't got a chance to walk it yet. I'm going to do that after lunch today.
Awesome. But that is your plan. You want to, there's an advantage of kind of to go out and see that, right?
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, man. All right. We got a great on-site of guests that were at the round table as well as listening to the presentation. So, Scott, give us your full name and your company name and what you guys are all about.
Scott Brown, and we're Franklin Window and Door. We're on the north side of Indianapolis, Indiana, and we're specializing in Marvin Windows and Doors and high-end residential replacement.
Awesome. So is this your first time attending the Glass Build Conference?
Actually, this is my third time.
Awesome. So what have you seen grow, or what is the key takeaways from being as your third time here at Glass Build?
The first year, we were just kind of getting our feet wet with it and really learning the business, because we're a very young business. The second year, though, we had a speaker here that really changed the dynamic of how we go to marketing with the business. So it's been a huge benefit for us.
Awesome. Well, tell us, what was the speaker's name, if you remember, and what did they speak about that really got your attention?
Marcus Sheridan, the sales lion, and his whole presentation was in regards to content marketing. And it's true, in today's world, people want to be educated. They want to know what they're buying, understand what they're buying. And that's really what content marketing allows. It allows them to have a little bit better understanding of what they're looking for before they actually move into the buying process.
Awesome. Who are we speaking with here? This is a husband-wife team, right? So introduce yourself and what you do at the company.
I'm Corey Brown. I am CEO of Franklin Window and Door, based in Carmel, Indiana.
Cool. And I got the pleasure of sitting in yesterday at the roundtable with you guys. And you said you're a 7-person company as it sits today, right? And tell us about what you did before you got into windows and doors and how you guys work as a team.
I was actually an intensive care, a registered nurse, so it was a little outside the box going into the construction industry. However, my husband, Scott, had a design build firm for 15 plus years, so honestly, I was already, you know, immersed into the construction side, even if it was only on more of the financial aspect.
So it's safe to say you both could kind of speak construction, which is a valuable thing, as we like to call them, trusted advisors in the industry, is you lived it for a while before you put the ownership hat on as a window and door dealer. Is that correct?
Without a doubt, yeah.
But coming to these things, working on the business instead of the day-to-day grind, sometimes there's just those aha moments or the light bulbs that go off. I've taken a lot of things away already just by, and sometimes it's even the obvious stuff that you're like, you know, I'm really going to go do that when I leave. So any of those aha moments that you've got from being at the conference?
Oh, we've had plenty. I think one of the biggest aspects or benefits of this is it gets you out of that day and day. You know, you almost get a little bogged down every now and then, and this helps bring you back to your passion and why you do this for a living and why you love it so much.
And one of the gentlemen made the comment is his takeaway yesterday for me was, I'm not the only one, right? So you get stuck and you're like, man, why is this such a problem? But then you go hear all these other business owners say the same thing. Wouldn't you say that's refreshing, Scott?
It is refreshing to know that all the struggles that we have, everyone across the country is having, and to be able to talk through those and get ideas from other people on how they overcome those challenges is huge.
Yeah. So this is my first time here, and I'm taking it all in, like I'm wondering where I should go, what I should do. And my assumption is Glass Build is probably wondering the same things. And maybe we don't do that enough where we just go to our ideal customer and say, what do you think if I do this or that? What should I do? Instead of us just making the decision. So I'm looking this saying, you know, the round table was phenomenal for me. But then I walk around and see these booths of how much money people are spending and where the time and money is going, two things we don't have enough of. Tell us your third year, what you've really seen that they've done at the show that they may have done in the past that they didn't do this year that was great, or I think that was smart that they maybe changed that, for feedback for them as they're doing this conference for us. It's our job to give good feedback to them.
You know, I think increasing maybe exhibitors that are more focused on the dealer side. You know, a lot of this is for manufacturers on the trade show aspect. And just more product knowledge, what's new, maybe software that is more appropriate for the dealer side to help us be first in the market in integrating new technology and just the latest and greatest that's out there.
And Scott, same for you?
It would be the same for me, yeah, and I've seen the dealer aspect of it grow over the last few years. There's definitely more dealers here and more space for the dealers here, but the round tables is the biggest thing for me. I think they need to do that more, and honestly, I'd like to see it happen more than just yearly, you know, bi-yearly or even quarterly. There's a lot that goes on in a quarter, you know, and to be able to get back together and discuss those challenges and how we've overcome them would be huge.
Awesome. And I'm in part of some other councils, and that's what's fun in my day-to-day running a window and door company, but also the leader of the Art of Construction, where we like to say we're the Amazon of construction. And it's like, what does that mean? It's like, well, Amazon doesn't make the diapers for my daughter, who I never went to a store. She's just finally got out of those diapers, which, oh, that's exciting to say. They just came to the door. So they understand that's what they're in the business of, understanding that. And that's what I think what we're saying is, I had a contractor tell me, is I want to go into my dealer and just fill the shopping cart like I can at Amazon. Well, that's really hard to fill the shopping cart, but utilizing technology to where we can meet, but also maybe have a go-to meeting or things like that. Would you say it's smart if the Glass Build were to partner with a company like the Art of Construction to say, let's take this and really a call to action and document this stuff from the round table versus just what we put upstairs? Though you have 7 people, you want to translate this back to your team. Is that something you think would be smart for them to look into?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think it's a good, I guess, avenue to get it out to the dealers that can't actually make it here as well, because we're all very busy and there's thousands of dealers across the country that just don't have a time to get here, and they would really benefit from a lot of this knowledge themselves.
Awesome. Well, thanks. And I know you guys are going to be growing your business because you're taking the time to work on your business. And it's been fun to get to know you, and it's, you know, taking the time to come out and meet you face to face. There's just nothing else like that. So thanks. And any last words you'd say that would go to the podcast out there for the listening audience in the Art of Construction?
No, I just want to thank you, Devin, for your time and your knowledge that you've shared with us. It's great to try to absorb some of that.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree. Thank you, Devin.
All right. Thanks, everyone. All right, I'm here with one of the guests here on the floor, Lori, who's going to tell us her name and what her business is all about, and then we're going to peel back a few questions on why we come and how we can help Glassbuild grow their business.
Hi, my name is Laurie Scarborough, and I'm one of the owners of The Door Store and Windows in Louisville, Kentucky. We are a window and door specialty company.
So yesterday I had the pleasure of sitting in on one of the round tables, and the Art of Construction is here kind of really putting this all together as a tool for Glassbuild to give back to them, as they give so much to us for us businesses to come work on our business. Yesterday at the round table, you turned everyone's head on talking had something that had nothing to do about windows and doors. And we're all here as window and door geeks that we talk about that, but tell us the story about when you said, we're thinking about putting on a puppy event, and all of the people turned and were like at the edge of their seat. So tell us that story of your idea and how that inspiration came to life.
Businesses like ours have lovely showrooms, but unless you need a window or door, you're never going to come to the showroom. And we want the public to come and visit. We're definitely a destination spot. It really is a lovely place. And so we were trying to think of ways to create experiences in our store that don't have anything to do with windows and doors, but when you need a window or a door, you will think of us or refer your friends and family to us. So we were sitting around brainstorming this very idea, and I had all ages in the group, and the fun one was we had a young man in his 20s who's new to the store. He popped up and suggested that we open our doors to on a Saturday to the Humane Society and let them put what he called a puppy pen in our conference room, which is well suited for that. It's very easy to do. And we all kind of looked at him and thought, and the more we've thought about it, we think it's a fabulous idea. And when I shared this idea yesterday, the reaction was so extremely positive among everybody. I thought, we're definitely going to do it. So that's how that all evolved.
And whether you do it or not, you have to talk and think differently. An example I would say about that, we were in a marketing roundtable. We have this big display in our showroom that we call the Tesla of doors. It's this automated system that it's a Weiland panel that's 6 foot wide and 14 foot tall that's set up with Summit automation and Lutron shades and a Savant that you stand in front of it in the Lutron shade, and it's one button that is the unveil. And it's this whole show that we put together as the Tesla doors. So I'm like, well, we should talk with Tesla about putting a charging station in front of our design center, because those are the people that we want to interact with. Mountain View Window and Door works on that kind of high-end upper scale, and just thinking differently. Whether we ever do it or not, that's the mindset that we want to talk about the go-giver philosophy to your ideal clients. And people love puppies, right?
Absolutely.
So tell us one other thing or experience. Is this your first time, and what you've got and what suggestions you'd give to the Glassbuild and especially the window and door dealer lines here that we're working with? They do so hard working on putting this event for us, and it's amazing how few people take the time to come work on the business. So give us a story of what you love that they've done and your experience of the whole thing.
I think the very fact that we can gather with people that do what we do has been a fabulous experience. We were so excited about coming down that we decided to come down on Sunday in advance of Hurricane Irma hitting Atlanta on Monday. We knew it would be really kind of treacherous to drive all the way from Kentucky to Atlanta, which is only a 6-hour drive, but mountainous. And knowing that all these folks were going to show up and we were going to hear what they were doing and get new ideas and new energy from the folks. So I am extremely pleased that they're doing this. I can believe that we'll be here again next year, and I'd love to see the whole experience be a little more structured, a little more in depth, but not lose the camaraderie that we established yesterday speaking around the round tables.
Well, thanks for your input. We hope to hear a story from you, a picture down the line of maybe doing the puppy pen.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks. All right, I'm here with one of the presenters who just finished up. Tell us your name and what your business is all about.
My name is Madeline McRae, and our business is all about helping small businesses improve what they're already doing well by adding system and process to their magic.
And that's definitely something that us small business owners, that I wear multiple hats, that I own a window and door company day to day, and then go out and work on the industry under the Art of Construction. And I just got done interviewing Franklin Window and Door, and that's what they talked about, is how there's never enough time, but when they go out to these, they bring so many things that helps elevate their business. So what would you say for us in the audience, why you would come next year to Glass Build and work on your business?
So working on your business is one of those things that takes a little bit more time, but you get exponential results. So if you just get stuck in the grind of working in your business, then there's no room for innovation. There's no room for expansion of your current thoughts into something new and different. So if you take the time to invest in your business and work on it, then you're putting yourself in a class of people that's completely separate from everyone else. If you look around, there are a limited number of businesses here in this room, and those are the ones who are giving themselves an edge above their competitors. So you definitely want to gain the edge.
And that's one of the things, as I'm here, as I feel my due diligence from the Art of Construction is to get the word out and how well they cater to you. Like, they just got done giving the Dealer of the Year award, and we got that at Mountain View, and it's gotten us so much press. And the reality is there's so few people that actually take the time to go ask for that and come to these events where they're begging for us to give us information and give them what we think they should do. So what would be your advice as Glass Build is continue to doing this, and where they go to the kind of breakouts, to the big events? What, as a speaker, when you go to different events that you see really works well, or things that you didn't see here that they might want to try?
Yeah, so great question. Love that question. So one of the things that people love that we actually did yesterday was think together. So do masterminding, do peer group sharing in an environment where it's safe to share your ideas, where people appreciate the wisdom that you bring to the table. It's kind of fun to watch other people get that wow moment from something you've been doing like for years in your business. It helps to bring freshness of your ideas up to the rest of the people, and it helps you to gain perspective from others. So absolutely doing those small breakouts where people can group think are huge, and then really intimate events. Big events are great for inspiration, but if you really want people to dial up the action, making sure that the group is small enough and engaged enough in your topic so that they really go back to their office and do something with what they just learned.
So if people want to get a hold of Madeline, if they're excited what you're talking about, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so the best way to reach me, you can go to my website, www.mmmacrae.com. That's MMMACRAE.com, and you can connect with me right there. I'm also always on social media.
Awesome. And maybe we can touch base down the road and have a fireside chat in the studio AOC, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Madeline. All right, Tribe, I'm super excited here to be introducing the winner of the Window and Dealer Awards. And I was honored enough last year for my window and door company to win the award last year. And here I am as the Art of Construction actually being here. And I'm really disappointed I didn't make it here last year. And I'm so excited to be here this year. But I'm standing with Peter. Peter's going to tell us his name and what his company is all about and tell us about the award here that he won at Glass Build in the Window and Door Expo.
Hi, I'm Peter Morrison, Architectural Visions Incorporated. And we're based out of Alpharetta, Georgia. And we have a total of 7 showrooms.
Fantastic. And what was the award that we all got to do the champagne toast for your company here this morning?
That was the Window and Door Dealer Excellence for Overall. So consumer and trade award.
Winning this, my company, Mountain View Window and Door, winning that same excellence award last year, it's been so great for the company to have those accolades of working on the business that's showing the credibility. And us as business owners get so buried in the weeds working in the business. When you take a little bit of time to work on the business, you have a great publicity tool. And I'm thrilled that Glass Build and all of their subsidiaries, where we're going to be doing a full podcast here, that they take the time to do that for their customers. And that's so important to set that up. And also, they get us to come to this, that it's kind of like, what's the reason for the season, right?
Right.
So tell us about when they told you you were going to win this, kind of the atmosphere and what it did for the culture of excellence for your company.
I think everybody's really excited because they knew that their hard work had paid off and that they were, you know, to be recognized by your own peers, that's also really exciting.
Well, I commend you guys for all your hard work and congratulations for being the top dog here at the Window and Door Dealer Days. And it's an honor to meet you guys in person and wish you the best of luck and continued growth.
Thank you.
All right. Good job. All right, so here I am on the floor, and it doesn't matter how well you made the product if you don't install it properly. And I'm honored to be here with Glenn, and Glenn's going to tell us his name and what his company winning the installation award. I'm really excited that they take the time to put a dealer that focuses on that side of things, because don't expect what you don't inspect. And if you don't, you can win that excellence, best showroom, all those kinds of things. But the people out in the field, if they're not executing it properly, I can tell you it doesn't matter how great that product is. So, Glenn, tell us about your name, your company, where you're from, and what award you won here in the Window and Door Expo at the Glass Build America.
Yeah, I'm Glenn Adams from Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. It's a family-owned business since 1962 outside of Philadelphia. And we won for installation. We have a lot of installation crews, and we hold them to certain standards and keep them trained, inspect jobs, and make sure the job's done right every time.
Awesome. Is this your first time coming to this expo?
No, it's my second time. I came, I think, in 2012.
So you came in 2012, and here we are 2017, and my whole goal for this podcast is the Go-Giver philosophies of they do so much for us. On, you know, my Mountain View Window and Door was honored to win the Excellence Award last year, and so I'm here kind of saying, what do we really like and what we think could do better, because they put so much time and money into this event, and for us to be recognized is honorable, but what could we give back? So tell me what you love and from being here 2012 to this time, or are they just doing it all right and just keep on keeping on?
I would just keep on doing what they're doing. It is a very nice venue to come to.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on winning the award, and keep up the good work out in the field. Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Emily. We are here in person where she was also live in Studio AOC in Denver, Colorado, where our relationship really blossomed. And people ask me, Devin, why do you do this podcast thing? What's this Art of Construction thing? And to be honest, it's always changing and evolving. And the real reason, as I've now done over 90 episodes, over 100,000 downloads, and then the thing's really taken off, and I say, when somebody walks into Studio AOC, we just have a piece of paper that we may know a little bit about them. But when they leave after that fireside chat, we now have a relationship that we can grow from. And it's pretty cool to be standing here at the event here in Atlanta with all the stuff that you had to go through with the hurricanes and all this stuff, to be here smiling to say our relationships have blossomed from a piece of paper to now I am passionately behind what you guys are doing in putting this podcast together. So tell us your name and what you do with the Glass Build umbrella.
Sure. So I'm Emily Thompson. I'm the editor-in-chief of Window and Door Magazine, which is one of our two publications that we produce at the National Glass Association. We also have, besides the National Glass Association, we have a member association called the Window and Door Dealers Alliance, which is what Window and Door Magazine represents. And that's residential window and door manufacturers and their network of dealers and distributors. So we produce an event every year, Glass Build America. That's why we're here in Atlanta. We also, as a part of Glass Build, we produce Window and Door Dealer Days. And the spirit of Window and Door Dealer Days is to bring together companies that are doing great things in their respective markets. There's not a lot of information sharing going on currently among this category of businesses. And so our job is to bring everybody together and so that they can talk about what they're dealing with and what they see day to day, whether that's from product trends or business struggles, and to get them all in the same room to really elevate the professionalism of the industry.
Yeah, and I've had the pleasure of talking with some of the dealers that were past winners, like my company, Mountain Moon Indoor, and current winners this year, and it's unanimous what they all say is that they get so much out of this when they come out to work on the business to what they can bring back to be working in their business. And I honestly just want to say thank you for all your hard work that you organizations put together to take the Art of Construction that goes so many different directions and how you pull it together for a fun event. So it's cool to have a podcast that you guys can use as a tool to say what, where, when, why, how you're doing this, and all the abbreviations that we get into. So we'll have a full recording with your team on the marketing side and put this all together in one story that you can use for next year to keep growing this thing.
Great, and that's exactly our goal, is that we want to grow this. The people who do come here, and it's really not to our credit, it's to your credit. The people who show up have so many good ideas. You know, I keep getting compliments on the content, but that does not come from us, that comes from you guys. So, you know, thanks for being here and showing up, and we just really hope to see it take off and grow and to have 10 times as many participants and hopefully not a hurricane to contend with in the mix.
Yeah, the only constant is change, and it's part of the gig, but you kept a smile, and it's just phenomenal how well you put this on, and thanks for all you do for the industry. So Tribe, hopefully we painted the picture to want to get involved and work on your business in the right way. And if you're like me, that's really a small business owner in the window and door sector or in the supply side of seeing through openings, get involved in this. Come check it out, and hopefully we can meet you in person and interact and help grow our business and see you in person in Vegas at the next one. And hopefully Greg continues to be involved in this and see you there as well. Huh, Greg?
It's an honor and a privilege, and that is my plan. See you all in Las Vegas. Thank you.
Cheers, Tribe.